I am Jesse Steele, and I wear many hats, and this is my weekly journey. This week, I am rebranding the Jesse Steele podcast weekly. Now, it's kind of been a hodgepodge announcements podcast, but something occurred to me 20 minutes ago. I had this epiphany as I was on my way to lunch. No, I don't wait in line for lunch because I don't wait in line. I go to things at times when there isn't a line. If there's a line, then I'm there at the wrong time. That's it. No, I'm not going to be removing the paper, the blank paper. It's still going to be on the podcast. And George is not quitting. He tried to tender his resignation. It was a request, more humility on his part because he thought he was doing a bad job. But I said, no, George, we need you on. And it's really amazing how that worked. He's going to stay. But it's occurred to me this week as I wrap some stuff up that the stuff, I'm going to be a little more on point. I'm not going to make it random hodgepodge announcements, but the stuff I talk about on this weekly hodgepodge tell you the announcements of my life podcast really could have value to people who want to add value to themselves. And I'm not the only source of value, of course. I love myself. I love to think that I'm the best and greatest and brightest, and that I'm even besterer than Trump. And I'd love to even think that I could make Mexico pay for my awesomeness, just like Trump managed to get Mexico to pay for stuff. But I don't know. I don't have that high of a view of myself. Let's see. Okay. This stuff that I talk about, though, is really insightful stuff. I had a buddy call me. Zach, I love you. We need to get Zach on here. George, okay. All right. Okay. It's all set. We'll... All right. Hold on. I need a sip of this Monster. No, Monster is not the only energy drink that I drink. My Instagram, it's February, and there's still a summer Red Bull at the local 7-Eleven. I made a video of it, and it's on my Instagram. Goodness. Wow. That was... Where's the can? Do I have the can? Can I get the can? No, I can't. No, I'm, you know what? I'm going to have to go get the can. Hold on. I'll get the can. I'm getting the can. Hold on. I'm getting the can. I'm walking around. I'm over here. I've got the can. The can's on the way. It's coming. The can's, I'm almost here. I'm almost there. Okay. All right. Can. Okay. Okay. I've got the can. You wanted the can. Hold on. I got to adjust this green thing behind me. Cause I'm great. Okay. Live on Twitch. You got to have the green screen thingy. Where's the green screen thing? Oh, green screen technical difficulty. This is a disastrous. Who listens to this kind of stuff? You do. Okay. This here I'm holding is the Red Bull. This is the current Red Edition Red Bull. I think that they hijacked it from summer 3 years ago. 3 years ago, summer, it was summer edition. It was red. And then last year, it was delicious lemonade. It was yellow. And then this year, they did this green one. And because I'm doing the green screen, it kind of disappears because it's pretty much the same color. the video editor thinks that my green Red Bull is a green screen, but you can see it says summer edition. You know what? Go to Instagram and look at the copies of it. It was still there. You know, the thing about Red Bull is the normal flavor, Red Bull and Monster, a Rockstar for that matter, the normal flavor tastes terrible. It's horrid. And I don't know what, maybe people got addicted to it and it's like coffee. I'll grant that. But I just think it's terrible myself. Okay, I'll to each his own. Now this podcast, I said I'm rebranding this podcast. And I'm rambling and I'm talking about, like, you know, it occurred to me this week. A friend asked me about blues and jazz. He said, what's the difference between blues and jazz? I said, well, there's a few differences. If you're a blues musician, you'll be focusing on your style and ability. If you're a jazz musician, you'll be focusing on ways to philosophize and justify that all music is jazz. I know that's not fair, but the problem is that it works. Okay, blues and jazz. I don't know if you know this, but there's some important marketing lesson about this. See, my grandmother was a nightclub entertainer, and I mean the main thing she had was blues. But you know, you got Dave Brubeck, Lynyrd Skynyrd. There's this in their style. There's this basic, you know. It's a rub your stomach and pat your head type of a rhythm. And then you just, there might be a theme, and then you go off and just do whatever. It's called improv. And the idea of jazz is, my grandmother always said, jazz isn't about what you play, it's what you stay off of. And so there's truth to that. It's about what you don't play, because pretty much anything goes in jazz. That's the idea. Jazz establishes rules just enough so that it can break them all the time. Jazz, the only purpose jazz has rules for is so that you know it's breaking them. And that's probably why a lot of white-collar guys like to listen to jazz. They might want to go to the club, you know, white-collar lounges, and they're playing jazz. Right, okay. Well, blues, I'm a blues man. I like blues better. Now, both of them require skill. Both of them, it celebrates the musicianship. Jazz or blues. Isn't it awesome hearing that guy, that girl, whatever? Hear the way that they make that thing play noise. I mean, you know, B.B. King, he most people make their guitars sing. B.B. King made his guitar talk. My buddy running the soundboard up at Interlochen in near Traverse City, Michigan, you know, said that when he was running the board when B.B. King showed up. So the thing is, most songs, it's like it's got a thing and a theme and an end, and this is a song. Blues and jazz just goes on and on and on and goes and goes and goes and goes. And from a marketing perspective, it's kind of like coffee and toilet paper. You know, the biggest businesses are the boring, mundane things. If you want to make money, you've got to look at the mundane. I mean, there's more money in socks than there is in the best designer blue jeans out there. And that made a lot of sense to me. That really made a lot of sense to me. That really made a lot of sense to me. So I was sitting here this week and I was looking at the announcements that I've got for the week. Pink Right. I added a new page, nouns and verbs. I have a complete vocabulary curriculum and 100 nouns for people to study. That was a big addition. I published over 400,000 words. Some will be available in print not till another year and a half. That's only 60,000, but shy of the 60,000 that's going to slowly be released to the public. By the end of the year, all of it will be available to the public. Another 6 months for it to be in print. But shy of that, I mean, it's 1 million words finished and ready, just waiting for the time. It's only 60,000 waiting for the time. 1 million words in print in 10 years. Pretty good work. I added the Shell 401 course to my Linux programming teaching class. I'm actually going to get going on that. I had a discussion this week. Oh, you know, two more things before my discussion. The cheesyreview.com, my little, it's a chimney is what someone told me in Vietnam it was. I review food and I review wine, and it's really a silly review. And it gets as many hits as jessesteele.com. And I don't put much on there. It's just wine and cheese and food. And I don't do it much. And it gets the same hits as my podcast website. I'm telling you, there's money in toilet paper. There's money in the routine stuff. Jazz and blues make the money. There's something to this. There's something to this. And then, I yanked Medium. I stopped. I'm not putting my stuff on Medium.com anymore. I don't know. I'm not against it. But Medium was just one more thing to do. And I had this thing where it would automatically publish. People would go follow me on Medium because they liked my stuff. But I'm done with Medium. I'm done with it. Because they won't let me auto-publish. So fine. They don't want me. They're not going to create more work for me. And if there is a pay for play type of plugin to auto post to Medium, it's not financially worth it because I do SEO all kinds of other ways. I don't do SEO. That's the thing. I've got all these different websites and they get 100 hits a week or a day sometimes, not a week, a day, excuse me, 100 hits a week. Who cares? And I don't advertise. I don't do SEO. It's all organic reach. The Pink Right website is growing its audience. All organic reach. Beaver Builder. I'm going to go over my time here because I want to tell you about Beaver Builder. I'm going to try to keep this under 10 minutes. I guess Red Bull took the time. Look, if Red Bull has a nice flavor, go buy it. Tell them to get rid of that terrible nastiness. No, Red Bull's not paying me for this, George, and I don't need to because I don't do paid advertising spots. I have enough of my own products in different places that I can advertise. Look at this. See this shirt I'm wearing? Stay awesome. This is not a font on the t-shirt. I designed those letters, and it won't happen alone. This is my Avenue Guru thing. It's coming. This is a new shirt. It's not available yet. AvenueGuru.one, not .com, .one. That's coming. I made this shirt because a kid inspired me. I wanted to test it out, and I think I'm going to go have a free shirt made for him, frankly. Beaver Builder. And this is why I rebranded the podcast today, the Podcast Weekly. It should be showing up in iTunes. Weekly journey with a writer, Linux programmer, designer, organic, non-SEO marketer, entrepreneur, political columnist, teacher, anti-Sunday morning Christian, and American with a degree in Bible who lives in Asia. I figured that the stuff that I go through should be interesting to you. Because my buddy Zach, I mentioned early on, called me with a question, and he's moving from Wix to Beaver Builder with some of his websites because it makes sense for him to do that. Here's the thing. Beaver Builder was really a way to put different, like, blocks of, like, little snippet, talky snippets in, like, different blocks scattered across to your web page, your landing page. We don't do web pages anymore. They're all landing pages. They're all boring. That's the thing. Beaver Builder was a way to make WordPress boring. Because the whole internet's gone landing page, bowl, boredom, el boro, boring all. I love landing pages, but everyone's doing it. So don't do it. Don't you do it. But it's been the trend. About 10 years ago, it started to put a little smattering of little blocks of text and little snippets of what you're about, smattered and scattered in magazine style across your page. Okay, all right. Well, for years and years, WordPress couldn't do that. And everybody uses WordPress because WordPress is the one tool for them all, which is actually turning it into the one tool for nothing. Because if you try to please everyone, you won't actually please anyone. But that's another story. In order to make WordPress do this smattering magazine style little blocks of text scattered across the page, in order to make it do that in a way that made sense, they made this Beaver Builder plugin. These guys, Tyler.com, this guy's pretty cool. I don't like everything he does. Tyler.com is what I'm using for the JesseSteele.com website, the books thing, you know, all the different sections and stuff. Beaver Builder is a plugin that they made to be able to magazine-style scatter text across the page. Okay, all right, Beaver Builder, all right. Well, with WordPress 5, which just came out, like within the last few months, of course I didn't update. I waited 2 days or something like that, and it was already 5.0.1. And then I said, I'm not updating. And it was 5.0.2 shortly after that. I think I waited like a month and it was 5.0.3. Ah, there we go. Now we got the bugs worked out. And I'm like, why would you ask me, WordPress? Why would you ask me to update when you know that you're going to have bugs to work out? What is going on with you guys? Who does that? Never update. Updates break things. Updates are not good. Updates should be called down dates. They mess everything up. Are you sick of the updates on your phone? Update. Windows, I'm sorry, your airplane is not allowed to take off because you're not allowed to turn me off because I'm in the middle of updating. When WordPress updated to version 5, they changed their editor and called it Gutenberg, named after the first printing press dude and the city and stuff, Gutenberg. So WordPress named its new editor Gutenberg. And Gutenberg basically, kind of, fulfills the same magazine smattering of text function to put text magazine style around and across your page, much the same way that Beaver Builder achieved. But because it's part of core WordPress, you don't have a program on top of a program on top of a program with a very complicated program figuring it all out. It's just there. So it'll be lightweight and fast. So sorry, Beaver Builder, all you guys served to do was to be valuable marketing research as far as what product should be given priority in the roadmap of the product management in a WordPress. I mean, really, I think that WordPress basically looked at Beaver Builder and said, guess what? People want this, and they're certain to do it. That's the thing. See, all those plugins, we'll do free plugins. You can write plugins in our store. That's free research, dude. If you're writing plugins for WordPress, all you're doing is giving WordPress free research. Why would you do that? See you next week.